This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraqi leaders are talking tough after yesterday's suicide bombing in Baghdad, which killed at least 35 people outside an army recruiting center. As the new Iraqi government prepares to take power, the defense minister has promised military operations against insurgents, but it is not clear that he has the forces to do that. Last year's decision to disband Iraq's army was sharply criticized, as were the early efforts to rebuild it. Now, a respected American general is making another effort to train Iraqi forces, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Iraqi soldiers train for urban warfare at a military base in Taji, north of Baghdad. With weapons drawn in tight formation, they kick open a door and charge into a room directed by an Iraqi army colonel. They are part of a new national task force, 7,000 soldiers trained to fight an insurgency that is claiming a rising number of Iraqi lives. Lieutenant General David Petraeus, in his new job as head of the U.S. Office of Security Transition, is here to watch the exercise and address the first graduates.
In a few weeks, on the direction of your prime minister, your units will be deployed into various locations to conduct operations.
Here, Iraqi soldiers crouch behind a wall with new rocket-propelled grenade launchers, a weapon often used in attacks against them. It's part of Petraeus' approach to training. Good equipment and facilities builds morale, he says. He has a lot of money to make it happen. $3 billion in contracts have already been signed, he says.
You know, the other night we sent two Chinooks full of body armor, weapons, heavy machine guns, ammunition, and host of other equipment down to the police chief in Najaf. The police are not going to be outgunned.
Lessons have been learned since April, says Petraeus, when fighting flared in the towns of Najaf and Fallujah. Then some Iraqi security units balked. They could not or would not take on a well-armed opposition.
You've got to have well-trained soldiers. They have to be well-equipped. They got to be well taken care of. You know, they've got to be paid on time. Good facilities looked after. There has to be what we call a coalition embrace, a sense of being backed up. And perhaps most importantly, there has to be good Iraqi military leadership.
Another change. For the first time, Iraqi military leaders make the mission clear to task force soldiers, says Colonel Jim Mulvana, who heads the U.S. Military Assistance Training Team.
This is an all-volunteer force. Everyone was asked right up front, will you perform an internal security mission, even if it involves going back into your areas? And everyone here agreed to that.
This Iraqi colonel says he's ready to fight.
Are you ready to do that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Just tell me when I go.
These Iraqi recruits in new camouflage uniforms and desert boots march in formation for General Amr Ahmed Bakr al-Hashmi, the new head of Iraq's armed forces. 27 battalions will be ready for deployment by early next year, he says, in time for Iraq's first national election. In a speech, he urges the soldiers to fight the evil people who threaten the country's security. After June 30th, when sovereignty is returned, security will be the new government's greatest challenge. These young recruits have finished a 3-week training course. They get a paycheck and a week's leave. These soldiers say they are ready to fight, even die for their country. Recruitment is rising, but it is policy to wear their army uniforms only on the base. It is still too dangerous to be seen as a soldier when they go back to their hometowns. Only their families know they have signed up to serve. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.